This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour on a Monday afternoon, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now as the Braves make a couple moves over the weekend that pretty much tell us who their starting rotation is going to be when the season gets underway next week. We'll look back at the first weekend of the NCAA tournament as we now have the Sweet 16 set. A couple of those games going to be here in Atlanta, too, by the way. So we'll get into all that from the weekend, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
Andy, it took the family over to the Beltline.
Yeah.
Went over to Beltline on Saturday afternoon.
We did that the weekend before that.
Went over there. That's my first time walking back there. Like, I've been to New Realm because remember we had our party there. Yep. And we've been to Ponce City, but I never did the walk down there, man. It's dangerous, dude. With all them people, and then they got the damn scooters.
People on scooters.
People on scooters, and all these people are walking and stuff. It's like, oh. And some dude, it wasn't the young lady's fault. But, like I guess they were walking the wrong way. Meaning,
Right, like it's supposed to be on the right.
They went the wrong way and hit the dude doctor's drinks over. And I'm just sitting there like, damn, they should not allow scooters there. But that's a long walk, Andy. And the one thing that I've noticed, man, is I got to get my feet back rough. All right, because, I went to see my doctor and everything.
What are your feet currently?
My feet are, they're tamed.
Huh.
They're tamed. Because you remember I saw the doctor about my feet and everything. He's like, Randy, you need to start wearing harder bottom sneakers and everything like that. I was like, no, I like to wear my water shoes all the time. And so I haven't worn them in so long, and because it's been cold one. And so this weekend I went out, had them on, and all that walking, feet were just soft, man. I was like, I was so disappointed in how my feet felt. Now,
you don't like any part of Randy to be soft.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so yesterday when we were at the house, we were doing yard work, doing some planning and everything like that. You remember when we first bought the house, right? And my wife wanted to concrete everything. Now she wants my backyard to like the Brady Bunch. All right, she wants artificial turf laid everywhere now.
Yeah, people are doing that.
Yeah, she wants artificial turf laid every damn way.
Is that because the dog digs?
It's on the railing where the fence is.
Okay.
That's where she wants to put the stuff at. Anyway, so I was out there doing that, but I made sure I let my feet hurting so bad right now, Andy, just raw, because I got to get them back.
You were out there barefoot doing all this?
Hell yeah,
wow,
dog.
Good
because
for you.
I'm like, I can't, because I'm barefooted all summer, unless I come here.
We do appreciate
that. Yeah, I'm barefooted until I come up in this thing,
man. We appreciate you wrap them up when you come up
in
here.
But yeah, dog, it's because about that time and everything. But I was just sitting there, I'm like, that's a lot of damn walking on that beltway.
It is.
And I was like, which way do we go? Because I've never been on that area of it. And it's a nice, cool spot down there.
There's a lot,
A lot of cool stuff. I've never been over there.
I do agree with you, though, especially on days like, you know, over the weekend.
So
it was beautiful.
People and then them scooters. Many,
and people are trying to zip in and out of them. We saw one time we were down there and a poor, you know, young lady was on one and crashed.
Yeah.
And just ate it. Like, we didn't see her fall, but we got there right after.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, she's making a real sad sound like a wounded animal, you know? I was like, dang, what are we going to do? So me and my brother were like, well, let's go see if there's like, I don't know, maybe there's like a paramedic over here or something. So we ran down to this parking lot and found like a security guard. He had a walkie-talkie. I was like, I don't know, should we call 911 or what should we do? There's a lady up there, she's hurt. And he was like, oh, I'm certified.
Yeah.
I'll go up there and help her out. He wasn't certified for that.
Hell
so
no.
He went up there and then he like walkie-talkied his superior. I don't know what this, we at this point was like, this isn't our problem anymore.
No.
She stopped making the noise, so we moved on. But yeah, I bet people get hurt all the time doing that. Or like almost get hurt and like come close to hitting somebody's kids or something like that.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, man, the scooters are, yeah.
It's not enough room. They need to make a scooter lane. It's not enough.
Down that thing
it's just not, it's not enough time. And that's, I was like, oh man, this could go bad. Because somebody hit me with one of them scooters.
Walkie-talkies are cool though.
They are. Yeah, they are. They are.
It did make me remember how much I liked walkie-talkies.
Who doesn't like walkie-talkies? Yeah. We have walkie-talkies now.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, cool. For what?
Because kids like them.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Kids like them.
We got to get some walkie-talkies at the house. That's a great idea.
Yeah. But it's only for fun. Don't be calling me no damn walkie-talkie. Bring your ass downstairs. You know what I mean? This damn Alexa got stuff like spoiled now because he's older now. So he likes to sit up in his room, to my Samson, and be on a computer, and he likes to play his music. And it's be loud as hell. I'm like, dog, why is the music so loud that I'm calling you? I told Alexa to get your ass down here, and you can't hear nothing? Like, you know, turn it down.
My wife called me from the backyard yesterday. But if we just had walkie-talkies, then that's just a...
There you go.
Hey, bring me another one. All right, great. Here we go.
Don't walk around looking like that guy, Andy.
What?
Walkie-talkie stuck.
Oh, you put it in the side pocket. On the
Okay.
You put it on the hip.
Oh, God. And you're going to hit the knob to turn the volume down, up and down?
Yeah, and you say over and all that. Oh, over.
No, don't do that to yourself, man. Don't do that to yourself.
And then you can come up with nicknames.
That would be a lot better than the texting inside the household thing. I absolutely cannot stand it.
I will be honest with you. Nothing irritates me more because our house is not big. We don't even have an upstairs. It's just one floor. Like, if you got to just walk out there. Like, it's not that hard.
Right.
I don't like the, hey, can you? Like, no, don't yell. Just walk out.
Right.
It's 17 steps.
Yeah.
Like, come out here.
Yeah.
Or text. Like, no, I'm not going to.
Don't text
that.
Me.
Just walk out and say, hey, whatever it is that needed to be communicated.
Mm-hmm.
In a normal voice.
Yes.
And then, because you know what all that does? It just teaches these little people that live in our house that they should yell from their corner of the home.
Yes.
I don't want anybody yelling at me. Don't do that.
I'm very, very aware of
walk
that.
Walk on out.
Very, maybe
get walkie-talkies and then it solves all the problems.
You're going to get walkie-talkies, aren't you?
I am.
Yes.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
You're going
to
get walkie-talkies.
All right. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
I mean, he looks like he's in the way he always was. So I thought, you know, maybe it'll take a little time for the velo to get back up there. Maybe it'll take a little bit of time for the command to come. Granted, it was a short outing, but it was just explosive and electric, and I don't think it would have mattered who he would have faced, just the command and the stuff. So I'll be very curious to see how it looks again today, but you know, assuming he continues to do well and throw well and look good, this will be his last outing of the spring, and the plan would be jump into a rehab assignment.
So that's Alex Anthopoulos.
When he says rehab, he's talking about Gwinnett, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some minor league starts.
I just don't like when you say rehab.
I know, because it does make it makes it seem like. But yeah, some minor league starts. Now, his second outing wasn't as good.
No, it's not.
It was not as good as the first one. And I love when this happens in spring. They'll always be like, well, you know, it's good, though. It's good to face a little adversity, have to pitch out of the stretch.
Yeah.
Now, it would have been cool if you struck out six out of eight and didn't give up a run again like you did the first time. Because the first time you looked like Spencer Strider of 2 years ago when no one could touch you. But yeah, you got rocked around a little bit. He must have been working on something.
Yep. That will be my excuse every time.
He was working on the see if they can hit this pitch.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
So he gave up whatever. It wasn't as good as it had been, but that's fine. He's still going to start in the minors as planned. He'll make a couple starts, get his arm strength back up to normal so he can go and give you regular every 5 days at the big league level. But that means a couple times through the rotation, he's not going to be there. And that means Grant Holmes.
Yep.
That means A.J. Smith-Shawver.
Yeah, man.
I think we kind of knew Sale, Lopez, and Schwellenbach were going to be up there,
yes,
obviously. So those two guys kind of, to me, compete for staying there when Strider comes back. Whoever pitches better gets to stay up.
Exactly. And then if we talk about Holmes, he goes to the bullpen, right? Because he has – Bo, you were saying he has no more options, right? Grant Holmes, no more?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a guy you can use in long relief.
Yeah, long relief and things like that. And things like that.
Or even as a sixth starter.
Yeah, that's the case. Right, because they did that a lot last year with Sale.
That's what I'm thinking from that point of Sale was when they did that. But the whole thing with Spencer Strider also, with him coming back, do you have that sixth starter because of that also? But we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at it, they just got – we talked last week about this pitching staff and where you need them to be when you need them to be at their best. Obviously, you want to pitch good all year long. But in the fall, this team won't the playoffs. We know that.
Yeah.
We need them all.
Last year was a whole disaster, and they still made the playoffs.
Yes, we need this team whole. Yeah, we need this team whole, especially these arms. And we know this. There's going to be plenty of guys coming in and going in and starting games for you. That just goes without – you know, you can't – yeah, they can't make every damn start.
Nope.
You know, so there's going to be ins and outs and things like that. My thing with it is, if you're up here, you said it perfectly last hour. When you talk about ball, when you talk about Smith-Shawver, they don't have to send you back.
They don't.
You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest thing. Because we know Ball was going to be the catcher. He's going to be the opening day catcher until Sean Murphy gets back. And so he has, and I know a lot of people, and you said it best, people get excited about those top prospects. Mm-hmm. He's the Braves' top prospect at a position where, you know, are we sure that the guy who he's replacing is the guy?
Absolutely not. We are absolutely not sure about that. Like, we were 2 years ago.
Pop time, baby.
He was phenomenal his first half 2 years ago. He's not been the same since then. Injuries have had a lot to do with it. But, I mean, the whole thing, it's always so annoying when you have a guy like that down in the minors and they won't bring him up because they don't want to start the clock on the service time. Well, he's on the roster opening day and he starts.
Yes.
Clock started,
It is started.
Like, don't worry about it. Let him do the thing like all the other guys did. Have, like, a great 6 months or 60 games. And then give him an 8-year contract. He could be the next one.
Yes.
Drake Baldwin could be the next.
He could be getting 8 years, $80 million by.
Let's not go too far.
By
8 years, $30 million.
I'm going to say.
We're talking about Alex Anthopoulos
here. 8 years, $40 million by September.
He could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could. Yeah. He plays good enough.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Trade Sean Murphy.
No. Sorry. By June.
Yeah, by June.
Yeah, by June. Yeah. By June.
Let him come up, have two hot months. All right. throw $36 million at him in 14 years. See if he takes it. He did. Great.
All right.
We'll come back. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament weekend number one. It's down to 16. There's seven teams from the SEC. A couple great matchups over the weekend. One buzzer beater. Lots to get to coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, we'll do our best to answer anything you throw at us. We'll get back into some NCAA tournament conversation in just a minute as well.
All right, so we're talking about the NCAA tournament and everything. And we did the same thing back in December when the portal was open.
Yeah.
The portal for college basketball opens today.
Yeah.
Why? Is it like
chaos?
Registration? That's what I'm saying. Like,
probably. Because it's like the end of the quarters.
But it's April. It's first April.
Yeah. For us, when we were on a quarter system, right now is spring break.
Right.
So that was the gap between winter quarter and spring quarter.
Right. I got you. It sure was. Because we were on quarters my first year at Georgia, and then after we went to semesters.
You went to semesters. Yeah. Now, I guess I would assume semesters, you're just in the middle of the semester right now. Semester ends at winter break, right? And then goes from when you go back to, I don't know, May or whenever it is. So I guess it's because of the quarter system. Or maybe it's like college football, and they're like, let's throw as much stuff at the same time as possible just to try to screw stuff up. Because if the transfer portal's open today, you're also seeing all these coaches change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as you lose, you take your job somewhere else. Or even if you don't lose, like, you're the Maryland head coach and Kevin Willard, and you might be taking the Villanova job, but your team's in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So I guess that gives Maryland another couple of days to throw some money at him, you know?
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what are they in a rush to do? I'm serious, because I'm like, what sense does it make to have the transfer portal today? Does this, because you remember the kid from Penn State, remember when he had to leave during the
during the college ball playoff?
Are there going to be players on these teams that are going to have to leave?
God, I hope not. Like, you're like the backup point guard for Auburn.
Yeah. You play?
And you're playing. And you got a game on Friday.
Yeah, but Texas just called. Sean Miller got all that bread.
They want a bunch of money. They got a bunch of money.
Yeah.
But they need to know by tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And that, to me, like, that's the fix for a lot of this stuff, is you just have to have one transfer window. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I understand they're not going back the other direction as far as sitting out a year or whatever. That was in court, so that's over.
Right.
It's a free-for-all as far as you can transfer as many times as you want, whenever you want to whatever school you want. But just let it happen once, because it would at least fix spring football. Because that's a big part of why they're not doing it, is there's a transfer portal right after the spring game.
Yep.
So you get on the depth chart, you're number two, all the other coaches start calling you. You're still mad because you feel like you got embarrassed at G-Day, and so somebody calls and you go. Well, just don't do it then. Oh, yeah. Just do it once.
You got embarrassed at G-Day.
You got embarrassed at G-Day because you were playing second string. You're second on the depth chart.
Oh, God.
You can't have that. Second string.
And I know for a fact that coaches said, hey, I'm looking at the depth chart. They got you behind that guy?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know about that. I mean, you come here.
Better than that
you
guy.
Come here, you start.
You're not behind anybody here.
Really? I can start?
And I can transfer today?
And I can go today?
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. You know what we'll do? How about they give you over there? Oh, we're going to give you a little bit less than that. But you start here. Come on over.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's all part of it, and that's all going on right now. To me, with football, the product has still been so good that all of the list of crap that you have to put up with does not supersede how much you enjoy the games.
Correct.
There's been a lot of reaction today to the first, couple of rounds of the NCAA tournament that this is all killing the Cinderella. And is that going to be enough to get people to
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But
people,
I mean,
still like the tournament.
That's been a big thing, though, is the whole Cinderella going away and stuff like that. And as we most people, I mean, I don't care who's in it, but I think a lot more people, when you get to where you are right now in the Sweet 16, you want to see teams you know. Mm-hmm. You want to see coaches you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always hard to say you want to see players you know because
you don't know.
You don't know. But I think that, you know, when you when it comes to it, as we mentioned earlier, as Seth Greenberg talked about, I think he's absolutely correct. The mid-majors are going to be the G League. And then, like, when we've talked about it since we've been together at this around this time, is when you got those guys that have been through all the college basketball. These guys that are going to be seniors that know for a fact that I'm coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to transfer because I know I'm not going to the league. I know I'm not going to be a lottery. And God bless their heart because there's so many dudes out now that – like, what advice did you get from who to tell you to come out of college when?
Yeah, Tate, we had Deshaun Tate with us on Friday, right, or Thursday, and he was going through the list of teams that have won with one-and-done starters over the last decade, and there was only one guy, I don't remember what team it was, he said his name, I was like, that guy was one-and-done? Mm-hmm. I never even heard of that guy.
Yes.
So that was a mistake that he made coming out, and I do think NIL kind of dissuades you from doing it also, because if you're going to be a second-round draft pick,
right,
or you can go back to whatever school, you can go back to Florida and you're going to get pretty good NIL compensation to be on the team there as a junior, senior, whatever it is. I think at least now it's not the same amount of money probably, but it's competitive. And that's going to keep people at schools too.
Yeah.
Like you're going to stay there a little bit longer if you're kind of a fringe NBA guy than you might have otherwise. Mm-hmm. But then also if you're a fringe NBA guy and you've been playing at St. Mary's or something like that, and you get seen in the NCAA tournament, well, then USC is going to call you and be like, why don't you come over here and spend your junior and senior year here? Like you just said, the G League for some of these bigger programs that have more money, and that definitely leads to there being less Cinderellas because those teams are all led by
those guys,
good players.
Yes.
I mean, they're led by good players.
Yes.
But like the C.J. McCollum-Lehigh teams aren't going to exist because C.J. McCollum's going to be at Duke by the time he's able to go beat Duke in the NCAA tournament, which I do think is a bummer. Like that does take some of the fun away.
But this was one of those things. What did we talk when they had conference realignment, the rivalries and things were going to go away when they got the transfer portal? But because you know, very rarely do you see the guy like a big time prospect. He's not going to go down to go back up. Like you know, unless you go to JUCO and then come back or something like that. Like say the Stetson Bennett type rock. Mm-hmm. JUCO. But I mean, when you look at the guy that the Falcons are going to see at Marshall.
Yeah, Mike Green.
Mike Green.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Mike Green went down. He didn't start at Marshall. Mm-hmm. He went down. Well, guys start going back from Marshall back up. Instead of going to JUCO and coming back, just go down to Marshall. Let me reset and then let me go. Because I'm good enough to play at this level. But let me go down here, reset, get some film, get some stats, and then go 1 year to Georgia.
Maybe.
Or Ohio State.
Because, again, he had to do that because of some off-the-field stuff,
exactly.
Right? So in those circumstances, probably. But I think there'll be a lot more guys going from that level up because it's a better path to the league. And I think both in college and the NFL. Like, the more this shrinks, the power conferences, and, like, really, it's two in football.
Yes.
And there's still the ACC, there's still the Big 12, and there's other schools outside of that.
But
the SEC and the Big 10 are making so much more money. And thus, the same is true in basketball, too. Like, it's no, like, mystery why the SEC is so good at basketball all of a sudden. The schools have so much damn money.
Yes.
Like, that's like, it wasn't seven teams in the Sweet 16 ever before until now. Why do you think that is? Coincidence?
No.
No. It's because they have all the money.
No.
So they're going and getting guys and populating. And they've done a good job of hiring the best coaches, too. Like, you didn't used to have all of these schools with all of these great coaches you have right now.
You think Alabama? No, I doubt he goes anywhere because he has a top program. Alabama's one of the best basketball programs. I always think about guys like him, why he stayed down there. I mean, you love it there and everything, but you mentioned it. The money is there. I'm at Alabama. Hell, we're not a blue blood per se, but I got these teams going because he was supposed to go to Kentucky. He's like, nah, I'm straight.
That is all that we talked about this earlier.
Nah, I'm straight.
That, I do feel like that becomes part of the calculus, though, of like, all right, we do have a lot of money because we're in the SEC, but the majority of the money that we get, that revenue share money, is going to football.
Yes.
Like, there's no world in which you can win enough at that school and make it a basketball school. It will never happen. It will always be a football school.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Florida. Until the end of time. They won back-to-back. Right. It's still a football school.
Now, you can win there.
Yes.
Because people have done it.
Yes.
And people continue to do it, and they look really, really good as they're in the Sweet 16 again. But if you're one of these coaches that is getting plucked from a McNeese State, like, because you had this question earlier, I thought it was a good question. Will Wade is leaving McNeese State to go be the head coach at NC
yes.
State. Had they won, and he's still around, and the Texas job comes open,
right.
And Texas is throwing money at him, and they don't go after Sean Miller like they did, and you're offered a job at Texas or NC State, then my natural reaction is, well, of course, Texas. But I don't know.
Yeah,
NC State's been to a Final Four a lot more recently than Texas has.
I view NC State as a basketball school. And I know Phillip.
And
Game, they went there and everything like that. But I still look at it as a
It's definitely closer to a basketball school. I don't think it is, too, but it's definitely closer to one than Texas is.
Yes, no doubt
Texas
about
not
it.
It's a basketball
but
school.
But it's Texas. And that was the thing we mentioned is Shaka Smart last week. It's like, but it's Texas.
Nobody wins there.
None.
Nobody wins there.
But it's Texas.
Cool.
It's Texas.
I'm going to Milwaukee. We're going to Marquette, baby.
Have you ever been to Milwaukee?
Never have.
Okay.
But
I've been to Austin.
Yeah, no, it's better.
Yeah.
I've never been to either, but yeah.
Austin's cool. Whatever. I mean, Milwaukee's more Milwaukee.
I'm just saying, though, like Marquette's a basketball school.
It's a basketball school.
And they're putting all their resources toward that.
But what's the resources? I bet the resources you're talking about at Marquette, Texas is more. Though,
probably.
Because it's Texas.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But still, like, they've had great coaches, and nobody's won.
Nobody wins there.
Nobody's won nothing. almost got us. Wow.
That's all right. I mean, hey, I catch myself 4 or 5 times.
They went to the Elite Eight 20 years ago.
Yes.
And that's it.
With TJ Fordham big-ass shorts.
At Texas. Yeah. You think they ever go back that direction?
Because
we're in a smaller uniform.
We're going
now.
Away from it, though, dog.
People like the short shorts these days.
Yeah, but I think they're getting longer, dog.
Are they?
They're getting longer because real G's are saying, hey, bruh.
Like a happy medium somewhere?
Yeah, real G's like, hey, man, pull your damn shorts down.
But let's be honest, though. The TJ Ford era was too much. Too,
there's
though.
No That's way too in hell much you'll short. Go back to them shorts. Like, he.
Too much short.
Like, they had to be on purpose. Because, meaning. You knew you like a damn idiot.
You had to be joking.
You had to be joking.
But everybody did it, though.
Nobody had. But he was so short.
He was. But yes. There's an even worse one. There's some guy at St. Bonaventure or something like that, the famous picture of, like the shorts are pants, practically.
No, it's not going all the way back there.
We're in a better uniform fit era.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because the shorts ain't as tight as they once were.
No.
And, you know. As a man, I think if it's like,
would you rather go Stockton?
Okay.
Shorts?
Okay.
Or TJ Ford shorts?
Can I get in the middle?
No.
I can't do it.
You got two choices. You're going Hoochie Daddy shorts or parachute pants?
I could never be a guy who has the biker tights on and have the shorts.
And they show?
And they show. I mean, look, like maybe if you walk or something.
Right, if you jump and it comes up.
If you jump and it comes up.
But you're just standing there?
But if I'm just standing there.
And the compression shorts hang lower than the top of the short?
You're looking like you got panties on over your drawers. I'm good.
You look like a superhero.
Yeah, no, I'm good, dog.
So you're going TJ Ford shorts?
Yeah, man.
All right.
I'm going to go big shorts.
I think I'm going short shorts.
Yeah, I'm going to go big shorts.
Let the ladies see what I'm working with.
That's cool.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA. Ask me anything to wrap the show up every single day. Couple of phone lines available if you do want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. And again, AMA is a little longer than it used to be, so we'll get through the phone calls that we have, and then some lines will be open. You can get on hold there, too. So where we used to maybe do, what, 5 questions?
Yes.
Now we can probably do 8 to 10.
Yes.
So we just need more calls, 404-726-0929. But we'll start with Tababi in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so it is my absolute favorite person in the world's birthday today. So happy birthday to my beautiful wife.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday to Bobby's wife.
Happy birthday to her.
So over the weekend, we were at a brewery. She got to meet a relatively new friend and meet his family. And this was during the Arkansas game.
Okay.
My wife, diehard Razorback.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Doesn't really know how to act in public when her teams are on.
Good.
And as you saw, the game was was officiated terribly. Mm-hmm. And my wife was making a little bit of a scene. Who is the person in your life that you love them to death, but you just sometimes can't take them out in public without giving people the proper heads up, you know? They like to act a little wild.
Sebastian McMichael. Yes. A 3-year-old boy. Whew. Love that kid. Love him. Boy. And he, I mean, and it's nothing bad. He's not a bad kid, but like if it's quiet, he won't be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going
to
be quiet.
Yeah, he wants you to hear what he has to say.
He wants to talk. He wants to sing. He's old sing and dance, little joker.
Man. That's great.
Let some music come on. Let some music come on. Bash going to dance and sing. He got. Because for some reason, I don't know. And again, we were doing some yard work, and he was taking a nap. Got him from the nap. He didn't want to come outside. So I'm like, you stay here. I kept going back and checking on him. And he has those, you know, those letters that you put on, the magnet letters you put on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay. For the umpteen time, she buys these things. He loses them. And so I put them on, you know, our refrigerator. I put them on top of the refrigerator, right? But they're in a specific thing. He knows what. I come in. This dude just slid the bar, the island chair
yeah.
to the refrigerator. Caught on top of the chair and reached on top of the refrigerator and got his damn letters down.
That's savvy.
No.
I mean.
No.
Smart kid.
Dude got issues, man.
Scared of nothing.
Nothing.
And ingenuity.
Dude.
I mean, I know that, you know, you're like, oh, get down from there. But like part of you are like, dang, what a little.
Pretty good, man.
What a smart
but
little
guy. But he got down. He got down with the damn letters. It was just over the ABC and up against the refrigerator.
So Jack is very into music right now, too.
Yes.
Like any song, he's like, and he, his body, like, it's like his body gets possessed a little bit by the music.
Yes.
He doesn't really know what's going on. Like,
but
as far as dance, he does, we call it the Jackie wiggle.
Yes.
He gets a little wiggle
yes.
going.
Yes. Yeah, I'm like, all right, dog. That's how he knocked over the,
he starts with his head.
That's how he knocked over the mirror because he was bouncing. And luckily, I was up there because I was rearranging the closet, and then bow, and he was just booging. We were only—I don't forget who the hell we were listening to.
Yeah,
but just like the boogie. But that's it. My wife's very, very calm when we're out. She's not very loud
not
or demonstrative
mine.
Or nothing like
my
that.
My wife's an absolute maniac when Appalachian State football.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it would be the same thing. It would be the exact same thing. You watch a game with her in public like that,
mm-hmm.
especially if officiating was bad.
Right.
She got so mad yesterday. there's a country singer named Eric Church who,
yes.
who we like. We saw him. He was here last year. He's a good singer. He went to Appalachian State.
Right.
Right. His new song, he's a big North Carolina Tar Heels fan. His new song, he said, his game day jersey is always Carolina blue.
Oh, no.
She turned the song off and immediately started posting on social media about it. And I was like, calm down. Like, you know, he's a fan. Like, he grew up a fan of UNC. He did go to App State, but like, she's like, he's dead to me now.
Damn,
like, man. Yeah, she's out. She immediately put on Luke Combs. Like, I'm putting on a country singer that went to App State that represents for the school.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's she's furious
that's
at him.
Pretty, that's pretty funny.
Eric Church, dead to my wife
dead.
Because of one lyric.
That's too bad. That's too much. That's passion.
One lyric. That's all right. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fella?
Hey, Mo.
Hey, so both of y'all have dogs now, so y'all could probably feel me on this one, and I'm just wondering if they got y'all. So we've been leaving my bull mastiff out, you know, to roam the house that night. Saturday, I went to play poker with the homeboys. Wifey went to a game night with her homegirls. I get in early, little toe up. Go to sleep. She get in a little bit later. She wakes me up like, your dumb dog has tore up the house. And I'm like, what do you mean? I put the trash can on top of the thing. She couldn't get to the trash can. Man, how about she done ate all the coasters?
Oh.
All of the coasters mm-hmm. in the house.
Oh.
She, I'm like, why would you eat the coasters? They had no nutritional value.
No, they don't care. Okay, they don't care.
Yeah, they weren't looking at the back of the package on that one.
Right. My question to y'all, has your dog got you?
Oh, man, this dude tears up every damn thing. But more, most
you,
mainly outside. Like, I don't. If we're not home, or if we're in the bed, oh, his ass don't roam wild.
Yeah, you got to crate him.
Oh, he got his crate big as a damn condo anyway.
Yeah, you
got
to crate him until they're trained.
Oh no, no, he's trained. He's potty trained. He does not go since the first week he had him. He has not used the bathroom in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody, he does not roam my house. Hell to the no.
Boone doesn't do it anymore. I mean, when he was little, he would chew stuff up. When he was a puppy, he doesn't do that anymore. But we were at a friend's house over the weekend who have like a six-month-old, I don't know what kind of dog it is, very cute dog, but just a maniac. Mm-hmm. Like, at one point we were there, and He was like heaving in the backyard. I was like, oh, what did he get? Like, what did he eat? He ate, I don't know how he got them. He got a pair of my wife's friends got a pair of her underwear. Ate them. And then threw them up in the backyard. I was like, wow, that's wild.
Yeah, man.
Like, good thing he threw it up. Yeah. Because like, if that gets in there and twist it up or whatever, yeah, that's an expensive surgery. But yeah, no, Boone's way beyond that kind of stuff.
No, he don't tear too much stuff in the house unless it's a toy or something like that. But he'll, like, outside, I got him pretty much stop eating stuff up outside. But he'll tear, let some stuff he'll see. Like,
Like what?
Like he got my, because I had to get a new grill brush, right?
Uh-huh.
Because he tore the other.
Yeah. It's got meat on
it. He tore the other one up.
Yeah. He was trying to get that. At least that makes sense.
And I came out, I was like, put it out of your mouth. Dropped it. Because he know better. That's why I went back with y'all the other day. Oh, he's so smart. No, he's not. Because he's smart. He know that daddy don't like him to chew up his stuff. But yet he still does it.
But the fact that he'll listen to you and not other people proves how smart he is. He already knows.
Yeah.
Just like kids.
Yeah.
All right. Scott's in Canton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Scott.
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
Good. Hey, I got a really serious question for you.
All right.
Probably will hit more with Randy than it will with you, Andy, but Andy, you got it coming. You got a girl. I got a senior in school.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like the boyfriend.
Mm. Okay.
Not sure how to deal with this. Tried the here's all the reasons why, and she's playing 18-year-old, going live my life the way it is, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. I'm telling you, like, don't try not to get to that point where she does that. It's my life and everything. Why don't you like him?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. That would always be my question.
Yeah.
Why don't you like him?
Right, that's a good question.
Like, I don't like him because he's dating my daughter. He hasn't done nothing personally to me. Right.
He's already off on the wrong foot.
Yeah. He seems like a good kid, man.
Sure.
He's a good kid. I met his mother and everything like that. So, you know, but.
That really is.
I don't ever want to get there with my daughter.
Of course not.
That right there.
No, it's like I was talking to same friends. We were at their house. They've got two little girls too, and their daughter's a little older than Lily. I was like, my biggest fear is grows up, dates a loser.
Yeah,
it's like that. It's like, what do you do? Like, like this guy right here.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you? I assume that has something to do.
But
with
no,
it.
I can't. Yeah, I'm not losing my. I can't lose my relationship with my child. You know,
right.
That's one of those things where you hope you raise them right.
Right. That's
you just hope you raise them right.
It's such a hard advice to get.
Yeah.
Like, well, hopefully you nip that one in the bud.
Yeah.
That's, but he
didn't. That's the reason I don't. Yeah, I don't like.
At this point, probably poison him.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
try to sneak something in his drink,
maybe,
and then hide him back behind the shed.
Yeah, don't alienate your baby though. That's the thing about it. Because one thing, they love them damn boyfriends.
Ugh.
They love them damn girls. Like, dude, there's gonna be plenty of them. That's always my thing, especially with my boys.
I'm like, dog. It's the only person that'll ever exist.
I'm like, dog, you just gotta have a girlfriend, right? You gotta have a girlfriend. Why? Dude,
you know why.
Dude, it's a lot of it, though.
I know, but
it's a lot of it.
It's
man.
A guarantee at that point.
But that's what I tell us, like,
that's money in the bank.
Yeah, dog.
All right. Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy, Randy.
Hi, Tim.
Randy, your walkout music is baked into the show every day. Just do the 1 o'clock Led Zeppelin, come out of the fifth and go.
I thought about that.
Not bad.
I thought about that,
man. Not bad.
But yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I thought about that.
You coming out of Led Zeppelin would have people shook.
Yeah, probably.
I do have a baseball question, and I'm really excited about the opening day coming up. I got my tickets in the outfield. I know it's not Delta Club or Truist. But I'm looking forward to having a beer, cracking some peanuts in the stands and cheering on the Braves, doing on the chop. And I was talking to Tinker the other day at Hooters with Mike Bell and Turtle, and he said he's never been to the Battery, never seen a Braves game.
Really?
At Truist. And it's really grown on me, and I love the game. And is there anything at the Battery or in the stadium, you know, other than the game itself, like the cat shuffle or the beat the freeze or tool race or any of those fun little things that you or your family just love? Participate in because I like the organist that trolls the opposing team.
Oh yeah, that guy does a great job.
Players with the name.
Yeah.
So yeah, just whatever fun things come to mind at the Battery and at Truist, and really looking forward to the game.
Thanks, I love. Shout out to Matthew Kaminsky, by the way. He's the organist.
Yes, he is. I would do the one song I always talk about, the DMX song, the intro to the with the one that Mike Tyson came out mm-hmm. to. I would come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that'd be really good. That'd be really good. Because you want to be intimidating. You're coming in to be the closer.
Then he comes, you know? Yeah, I would come out to that.
That'd be good.
I'd come out to that.
I mean, look, my daughter's favorite Brave is Blooper.
Like, yes, we know that.
Every time we drive on 285, she goes, oh, there's Bloopy's house.
Yeah, man.
When are we going to see Bloopy?
They can't. The season's coming around. My family loves. My wife, again, my wife's not a big sports thing. She loves me because I play, but like she loves. They love one better.
It's fun.
I get tired of
it. It's a good time.
But I mean, it's cool. We have. I like certain things about the better because I like, you know me. If I've got one favorite, I'm going to that spot. Mm-hmm. Like, they like to go all around. But I do know this, though. Because we keep on bull jiving about us doing all of us, because it's very rarely, because baseball about to start, that we all can get together.
Yeah.
And everything, we got to do this pub crawl.
Yeah.
We got
the battery?
Do it. Yes, we got to do it. We got to do it. I've been trying to do it for 2 years, so I need to do it. I need to have this done.
When do you want to do it?
I don't care. I just need it done.
All right.
I need it done. Okay.
We just got to get it on the calendar.
We just got to get on the calendar. We need it done.
Bo's the one with like the most busy calendar, obviously, with coaching and then when baseball starts and all that. But
we gotta
pretty
get
sure
done.
They do it when Braves are out of town, though.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll figure it out.
We got
to
do it.
My favorite thing to do with the battery, though, just to answer the question, this is maybe a having a younger kid thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Tim's situation is with his kids, but because Terrapin's got that outdoor bar.
Sit right there all day.
You can go get drinks, and then they have that big turf area, and there's always kids playing.
Yep.
So we just let them loose, and they just go play for hours. It's great.
That's why I sit right there.
It's awesome. Like, it's the perfect thing. The restaurants are all good and all that, and they're all over the place, but that's my favorite spot. All right, Juwan is in Stone Mountain.
What's going on, guys? Quick question. Andy, what was your initial reaction when you were listening to In-N-Out by Ludfoe, and where were you at? I'm going to hang up with
you. Yeah, so I was on Instagram on Friday, and they showed the guy from McNeese State, right?
Right.
Amir Khan, I think is his name, their team manager. He had the big boombox, and the song was playing. I was like, oh, that song sounds great.
Right.
I'd love to come out to a basketball game to that. Who's that? So I looked on the comments. It said it. So then I put it on, and I turned it on the speaker at the house, and I was like, this song's awesome.
All right.
And then I listened to it like 7 times after that.
There you
Not
go.
In a row, but like throughout the day. Then I played it for my wife. She's like, I don't really like this song.
I'd never even
heard of the guy.
Right.
You know, I never heard of the guy. And then I heard that song and enjoyed it. Isaiah's in Powder Springs. Hey, Isaiah.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
Just wanted to ask your opinion, some of your thoughts on Michael Vick being the head coach of Norfolk State this upcoming season.
I love it, man. I think you know, when we talked about it, it was more or less. I mean, I love the fact these guys are coaching, getting all that. And I'm not saying Mike he does it, but hire these guys for the right reason. You know what I mean? Like, I know Mike's going to take it. I'm not saying DeSean Jackson isn't. Mm-hmm. I would have never assumed that about that. So, I think it's a great thing for Mike as an area where he's from. And, you know, and I hope it goes well for him. I know we could talk about it for every, you know, the whole thing that happened with Ed Reed. There's Dion. There's Eddie George. You know, these brothers that are starting at HBCUs and getting opportunities to go somewhere else.
Yeah, there's been examples that have been awesome. And there's been examples where I think guys get there and they're a little bit surprised by, like, oh, this is a little worse than I thought it was. And so, yeah, like, obviously you want them to be into it. I can't imagine being a football coach in college and not being into it.
Right.
How much work goes into that hours-wise and how hard it is. But, like, look, Eddie George did so well, he got a new job.
Yeah.
Like Dion did so well, he got a new job.
Yeah.
I think that's what the plan is for all these guys.
Yes.
Let's get takeaways of the day.
Oh. Andy's mom stopped a cougar from attacking him.
Yeah, he was a wounded cougar, but he was trying to, though. Randy's feet have been tamed.
Yes.
Randy really likes that damn French boy.
What he said about Zachary Sechek.
He also doesn't want any soft body parts.
No, you don't. Nope. All right. We'll come back tomorrow at 11 a.m. and talk to you then. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.